just when things didn't seem like it could get worse. For D.C. Mayor Vince Gray, a new scandal brewing in the Wilson building. Tonight, several former campaign aides telling the Washington Post that the Gray campaign used names, addresses, and phone numbers for residents in public housing in last-minute get-out-the-vote drives. Two close campaign aides have already pleaded guilty to running a shadow campaign in 2010. Joining us live to talk about that is Washington Post columnist Mike DeBonis. Good evening, Mike.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What have you learned about the campaign aides and what they're telling you about the secret database in the article with Nikita Stewart tonight?
What they're telling us is that the Gray campaign had possession of a list of public housing residents. It appears to be an official list from inside the D.C. Housing Authority. It had names, addresses, and phone numbers of all residents in some of these housing complexes. That would have been a tremendous help to any campaign looking to identify voters on election day and before that. But we know talking to campaign aides that list was used on election day to get people to the polls and get them to vote.
Well, you saw the numbers, you know, in that primary, and astounding results in compared to history for the Gray campaign in those areas where the public housing residents were identified.
Yeah, there was a... Generally speaking, across the city, there was a higher turnout, about 26% higher than the last mayoral election. But in some of these precincts where there's a high concentration of public housing residents, you saw, turnouts that exceeded that significantly, sometimes in a couple cases in the range of 50 to 60% higher than the last mayoral primary.
Now clearly the housing authority would not have, or we expect would not have, voluntarily turned over the private government information. And if someone had requested under freedom of information or whatever, what did the housing authority have to say about it?
As they said, this is under their reading of the law at the D.C. Housing Authority, that they consider this to be private information. They would not have provided this to someone who requested it under the Freedom of Information Act. We know that the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development has, in the past, repeatedly denied requests for information of this sort. And if it's not open under FOIA, it's covered by federal privacy laws, which means that it's a criminal act to disclose this sort of information without obtaining the consent of the people inside the records.
Is this it for Mayor Gray? Is he finished now?
I don't think we can speculate on that. I mean, you know, he's faced some even more serious charges in recent weeks regarding how his campaign was financed in part. And to this day, he's said that he... intends to stay in office. He has no intentions of resigning, and that he will continue to do the job he was elected to do.
All right. Thank you, Mike DeBonis at the Washington Post.